by way of shortwave from Mexico City.
Yes, we have, and we just had an update. The latest so-called official casualty figures that the people in Mexico are giving out, they're saying it's 650 deaths, 5,000 injured, and 1,000 still trapped. They're saying that there's been 250 buildings destroyed, with about 1,000 buildings that have now questionable ability to remain. They are probably going to be destroyed or blown up or taken down because of the damage to them, but actually 250 buildings destroyed, which is a much larger number than we had been given before. Over.
Yeah, that that certainly is. Well, that is up to the minute information. The death figure that you mentioned, Tex, do you know just who that was being attributed to?
No, they didn't tell us who that was being attributed to. Evidently, it's from their local news media down there that they're picking it up either from their TV or their radio.
Mm-hmm. We have had reports most of the day of estimates of possibly as many as 3,000 killed, but we're talking here, I assume, about a body count of actual bodies that have been recovered from the rubble. But 1,000 people still trapped in the wreckage of those buildings. Pretty astounding.
Yes, about... they did have the closing of the airport. I don't know if you had a report on that or not, but there was an aftershock this morning, and they closed the airport, I think, around 1:30 for some ruptured fuel lines. We haven't had a report whether it's been reopened yet or not.
That is interesting because Mayor Cisneros is planning on flying down there in the governor's jet this evening, was the word we had.
That's Tex, why I'm not going with him.
Tex, this is George Jennings. Let me add something in. The people at Mexicana Airlines about an hour and a half ago indicated that they had contacted the airport and apparently it is open again.
Yes, well, I figured that they didn't talk like that it was a major thing. They just said, well, the airport has been closed because of some aftershocks that disrupted some fuel lines.
Very good. Tex, thank you much. We'll check back with you later in the afternoon, see if we have any update information from your shortwave sources and ham radio operators there in Mexico City.
Okay, fine.
Tex Kennedy, thank you.